Welcome to Talks from the Bible. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, Destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency. Deuteronomy 33:27-29. These are the last words which Moses spoke to this nation before going into the mountain to die in the presence of God. The nature of God is endless. God is the everlasting God, Romans 16:26. The promise given to Israel could be embraced because the God who made that promise had always been and would always be. The salvation which has been secured by Christ is endless because the promise has been given by God who will never cease to exist. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, Ephesians 3:11. This mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, is now made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith, Romans 16:25-26. The salvation which is in Christ is an endless salvation, because the God who provided the salvation is endless. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us, Hebrews 9:12. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, Hebrews 5:9. Because of the endless nature of God, our salvation in Christ is endless, everlasting, or eternal. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, John 3:16. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began, Titus 1:2. The power of God is everlasting, or without end. Since time began and even before, the power of God has not been diminished. Who only hath immortality? Dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. 1 Timothy 6:16. Due to the eternal nature of God, we will dwell in the eternal glory of God. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, 1 Peter 5:10. The hour will come, as with Moses, that we shall enter into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 1:10. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.